This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
On the authority of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, and it's narrated in Musnad Ahmad, and it's Hassan inshallah, where there was a time where he was climbing a tree, and the tree, subhanallah, was a tree from Iraq, as he says, radiallahu anhu, كان يجتني سواكا من العراق وكان دقيق الساقين. And he had a frame that was fairly weak, it's very skinny. فجعلت الريح تكفؤه. So the wind kind of blew blew his garment upward to where his shin could be seen, his ساقين. فضحك القوم. So the people started to laugh. The people around him started to laugh because they saw how light he was, how thin he was, how skinny he was, dare say how weak he was physically. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مما تضحكون. He said, what are y'all laughing about? He asked him, صلى الله عليه وسلم. قالوا يا نبي الله من دقة ساقي. He said, oh messenger of Allah, look at how thin he is. دقيق means light. So how light, how skinny, how weak he looks. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم responded. He said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ لَهُمَا أَثْقَلَ فِي الْمِيزَانِ مِنْ أُحُدٍ. Subhanallah. He said, I swear by the one that my soul is in his hands, they are heavier on the scales the day of judgment than Uhud. Men, young men, check this out. Again, let's not fall into the trap of thinking masculinity is something superficial. What we see with our eyes on social media, in the gym, outside of the gym, what we see from big arms, what we see from a big chest, what we see from someone screaming, roaring, what we see from fighting even, that is not the only sign of a man. Yes, that's a sign of a level of hard work that he took, which could be founded in a principle of masculinity, which is discipline, hard work, resilience. But make no mistake, when we look at the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said, "المؤمن قوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل خير." Al hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "The strong believer is better and more beloved in the sight of Allah than the weak believer, and in both of them are good." It does not start at the physical characteristics in this hadith. It starts with the iman. The most important characteristic in this regard is that of iman. Al-mu'min al-qawi. The iman is what is most important here. So the first point we want to capture is that the iman, the iman is what's mostly important. That the iman is from the heart, and that is connected with the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The belief in Allah, His names, His attributes, the belief in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your adherence and compliance to that. How much of the sunnah are you practicing? Are you studying the sunnah? Are you studying the Quran? Are you trying your best to live your life in accordance to it? When you make a mistake, not if, do you rectify that? That's responsibility for your soul. That is the most important responsibility. That's the most important right. So fulfilling the rights of Allah before anything else is what is most important, and that is a sign of strong iman, strong al-mu'min al-qawi. That is what we're talking about. So here, the Prophet ﷺ set the record straight that his legs on the day of judgment will be heavier than those of Uhud. If you have a chance to listen to the story of the conversion of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, even before he became a Muslim, he was an honorable man. He was an honorable man, and he would not cheat people. As the story with him and Abu Huraira, him and Abu Bakr, and the Prophet was with Abu Bakr, and they encountered Ibn Mas'ud, and the story is a beautiful story. Also, we look at, subhanAllah, the importance of having heart, the importance of having heart and ambition, because the inner quality, no one can take that away. So when you have the iman with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that iman is an action ultimately of the heart. It starts from the heart. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَا إِنِّ الْفِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةٍ إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. So the concept of belief in Allah, the belief, the six pillars of belief that we know, understanding who Allah is and trying your best to live your life according to His Sharia, His deen, that is the ultimate purpose. That is what is transcendent, and as we mentioned again, that is what brings you way beyond the red pill, way beyond any concept of masculinity from other than Islam. It starts from your belief in Allah. And that's why, even though Ibn Mas'ud looked weak, radiallahu anhu, he was strong on the Day of Judgment when all of those physical characteristics won't even matter. The big chest, the big arms, the deep voice. You know, all of that won't even matter because all that will be in the grave. What's most important is, what was the motivation and attitude behind you getting a big chest, for example? Did you go to work out because it was a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you want to fulfill that amanah and that trust that He's given you by staying healthy and being strong in order to protect your family, because that is a responsibility that you have as a man? That is the masculine approach, to where all of that goes back to give back to what Allah has given you. So here with Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would set the record straight and letting all of us know, don't rely on the tangible things, man. It is about your faith first, your iman first before everything else. And everything stems from that. Everything stems from that. And lastly, side point, that they laughed at Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, not to make fun of him. It was something they saw that it was funny. To where you guys, sometimes y'all roast each other in the locker room, at the masjid, hanging around. This is fine as long as you know that it doesn't hurt the feelings of the other brother or mess with his self-esteem. You lift him up. So if you joke with you say, hey man, you got some skinny legs, bro. It's all right, man. It doesn't matter as long as we're praying. Or you have some skinny legs, man. I could take you to the gym. We can work on it. Don't make fun of him to belittle him. But if you're making fun of him to lift him up, to test him, to give him thick skin, to where he can be resilient and deal with these aspects in life, as long as he knows that you care about him and you want good for your brother, that's what's most important. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people of strength and honor, resilience, mercy, and iman. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.